First of all, our learning today should be all the learning now should be a schus for our fortune for all Chayli Yisrael, but in particular for one of our girls, Adina Miriam, Bas Pircha, Bluma Shoshana, she should have a fortune for Chayli Yisrael. I want to thank the Chevra, but in particular Yaakov Zoldan for all the work, and to Yaakov Schmarkler for all of the work that always goes into making things happen over here. And in this particular case, with this year, to our dear friend, to Jeff Weinberg, and the Chevra at Meridian. This is a shiur that has been going on for many, many, many years. We've learned different svarim, different inyan together. Used to be in the city, and unfortunately, they still, I think, have to be sometimes in the city. I'm away from there already for the last few years. I don't want to go back there anymore. And so we're able to now using some of this technology that they have to be able to learn and to reach people without being there together at the same time. But as much as possible, I want to be together with the Chevra. So I hope that even those who can't come in person, I can't always be on Thursday, and we'll be week by week because I'm not always around in the neighborhood. So this year, traditionally, I gave from different places by phone. But I'm usually in the neighborhood, Mr. Shem, but we'll always, you know, I guess we'll have some sort of a button that you could all find out. If you can do this, you can do that too. So to find out, you know, where we, but most of the time I hope we'll be able to, whoever wants to come in person. Obviously this is a chiddush now because of what's been going on in the world, that Chevra's around during the day. We never had such a thing, such a schus to have guys in the neighborhood during the day. So now we have, it is a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, it comes with some difficulties, but it's a wonderful thing as far as Liman HaTorah that we could sometimes see each other during the day. But at least this is also recorded. It's not just, so if someone wants to get a recording, because it's important with these shiurim to keep up with the mahalach. There's a mahalach. And it's not, each one is not a separate, it's a mahalach. So it's important to keep up. So sometimes a person can make it. They can't make it, they can't make it. But I'll try to be here as often as possible and just stay in touch. I think it would be safe for me to say that to a large extent that all of the 28 years plus of the shul's existence has been leading to this time, to this particular limud of the sugya of his Baidus in Avodas Hashem. I wanted to do this the first day the shul opened, but I waited. I waited and I waited until I felt that it would be the right time and that the Chevra would be kelim for such a thing, and that we could all of us could be able to grow together. My hope is that over time we'll be able to also, the Maisa, we did one some years ago, and to be able to put what we're learning into practice. That's the whole tachlis. Is everything is almanas la'asayis. That's what we're here for. Everything is almanas la'asayis. That we should be able to live this way. To be emes oivdei Hashem and chasidei Hashem. And that's how I want to begin. We're going to be using a sefer, Mitzvah Hashem. I only have a few of them. We still have a few weeks, so I'm not giving them out now. I already have like all kinds of reservations made and things, you know, it's like a whole thing. But we're trying to get more svarim, Mitzvah Hashem. We are going to be learning a sefer throughout. But until we get to the sefer, it's going to be a few weeks of Hagdam. I'm going to be transitioning using one of Rav Schwartz. Rav Schwartz is the Bilvavi's earliest svarim. We've been learning Bilvavi the last 3 years. We're going to learn a little bit from the Bilvavi, and if we're going to start today from one of his oldest svarim, the one that was right after the Bilvavi, and we'll transition into the sefer that we're going to be learning Mitzvah, that will be entirely dedicated to the subject of the sugya of his Baidus. One of the great tzaddikim regarding whom very, very little is known, is the Tzaddik Rav David HaMaimoni. The name, obviously, Maimonides, is a giveaway. They were talking about Rambam's an article from the Rambam. Ben Achaben, I think seven generations, if I'm not mistaken, I'll check. But Ben Achaben from the Rambam, who was one of the last leaders of a mysterious school, Besamedrash of Tzaddikim, Oivde Hashem, Misbaydadim, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, no less, who were continuing a path that was set forth more in the writings of the son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, in the Sefer HaMaspik Lo'evde Hashem. The final chapter in that remarkable Sefer HaMaspik Lo'evde Hashem, which has been recently reprinted. I don't know if there's an English translation, but there is, yeah. But I know that it was done over recently. Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, in HaMaspik Lo'evde Hashem, the last parak, it's called Parak HaHesbaydadus. HaHesbaydadus. Parak HaHesbaydadus. The last chapter. And it was, in many ways, like his last will and testament. He was the Rambam's son. Rabbi Avram was the Rebbe, the Manhig, the Mashpia, of a Beis HaMedrash of Tzaddikim, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, that continued on for many, many years. And this Sefer is written by his descendant, by the Rambam's descendant, called Moira HaPrishus U'Madrich HaPshitus. Moira HaPrishus U'Madrich HaPshitus. Rabbi David Maimoni, the seventh generation descendant of the Rambam. It's hard to know exactly what impact this Sefer made on the world Bechlal. It has always been difficult to get this Sefer. One of the Chevre from the Shul in Eretz Yisrael made a very big gestalt and got it for me. And they're not really around. I first heard of this Sefer, and this is where everything is sort of coming together, on a Friday night walk that I took with Rav Yisrael Schwartz, with the author of Bilvavi Mishkan Evin. When he was here many years ago, the first time that he came, we took a Friday night spetzir, which I really haven't recuperated from yet. And he asked me if I had heard of this Sefer. And I said, no, I hadn't heard of the Sefer, and I hadn't heard of Rav David HaMaimon. I wasn't aware of the Rambam's, the Rambam had Eniklach, that seven generations later, they were following in this Mahalach, that the Rambam alludes to in the third chelik of Mor Nevuchim, Perek Nun Aleph, but that his son Rabbi Avram picked up on. The world of his Baidus, which of course is the way of the Nevi'im, the way of the Nevi'im. It's the original way of Avodas Hashem, before we had shuls and shtiblach, and before there was formalized tefillah, the way of the Nevi'im. And Rav Schwartz told me about this Sefer, and we couldn't walk and talk about it at the same time. We stopped on the corner of Woodmere Boulevard and West Broadway, and we were walking over there, and he was like literally trembling, talking about this Sefer. And it took some time, I was able to get a copy. In the beginning of the Sefer, it's called Moira HaPrishus. So that's what it's usually known as, Moira HaPrishus. Madrich HaPshitus, Moira HaPrishus. It's a small Sefer. The back of the Sefer, the end of the Sefer, is a Likutim from, you know, it was put together by somebody else, but it's a small Sefer. In the beginning of the Sefer, Rabbi David HaMaimoni, the Tzaddik, is telling us of two types of Jews. One is called a Chacham, and the other is called a Chassid. The Chacham and the Chassid. So he's talking about at the beginning of the Sefer. Now, this is a mahalach that would cause a lot of aggravation for old-fashioned Maimonidean types to know that the Rambam had such eniklach that they think went on a completely different, took a completely different course than the Rambam did. But it's really not true. It's a continuation of the Rambam and his son. So here, the tzaddik is telling us, what is the meaning of the word chassid? What's a chassid? And he has basically, he goes through three different meanings of the word chassid. And he says, v'hamuvan hashlishi, I didn't photostat this for you. I'm happy to do it afterwards. By the way, I gave a photostat now, but I'm not going to do that in the future. In the future, we'll do it with a picture, so I'm sure everybody could print it out. It's just much easier. Any things that come up during the week that I think we should have in writing, I'll send a picture to either to Moshe David or to Benji, and then you'll just check, and you'll have your name in the thing, and you'll be able to print it out yourselves instead of handling all the time with the printing. So it'll be easier like that for everybody. You have it on your phone. So you don't have this in front of you. I'll be happy to send it afterwards. Hamuvan Hashlishi Nigzar Mipasuk Ve'eis HaChasida. He says the third definition of chassid comes from the pasuk in Vayikra, when the Torah is talking about the eifais, the birds that are kosher to eat and not kosher to eat. So Ve'eis HaChasida. How do you translate chassida into English?
A stork.
A chassida. Stork. Ve'eis ha-chassida. So it was a chassida. The Marshal in his Torah told us that there's a creature in his world that's called a chassida. Asher Pirish by Rabbi Avram Ibn Ezra. And Ibn Ezra says that the meaning of that is, why is this bird called a chassida? This bird in particular, Ibn Ezra says, this bird escapes, runs away to the desert. She separates herself from the other birds in the neighborhood, and she's megareshes mitaychan. And they don't really feel anything in common with her. They're happy that she goes away. The only time the stork comes to the yeshuv is certain times of the year. The stork will appear, even as it says, in the yeshuv with the other birds. Kachu, Rabbi David says, that's the Ibn Ezra. So Rabbi David Maimoni says, Kachu muvan chassid ha-hoylech yechidi u'misboideid b'nafshoi. He says, so too, a chassid is a Jew, is a person who's ha-hoylech yechidi. He has his own path. He goes by himself. U'misboideid b'nafshoi. To be alone. U'misboideid b'nafshoi. Ha-pareish min ha-briyais, who separates himself from all others, l'man avadasa, not because he's not friendly, not because he's antisocial, l'man avadasa, for his avoida. U'misrachik u'bareach mehem, and he distances himself and runs away from the others, b'doymer l'tzipra hazois, like this bird, like the chassida. And instead of being with the rest of the chevra, or having pastrami and sushi and stuff like that, this bird goes and eats by itself out in the desert, eats some twigs, and finds springs to drink from. Perish Misharit Ziparim Benais midnight. And when the night comes, he goes back to his place, and is delighting in the relationship with his Adain. And he goes on to talk about this type of a Jew, this chassid who's a mizbaydei, And then the whole sefer is discussing the art, the malacha of his baydeidus. That's what this whole sefer is about. It's about his baydeidus. Now, let's just put things into context. The Rambam over there, in Marnevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph, the Rambam reminds us of something that actually is in this parasha. It's in this parasha. The Rambam tells us, and his son Rabbi Avram speaks about this more, that we see that our Avos and the Shvatim, and Moshe Rabbeinu and David, and many of our great tzaddikim from the time of Tanakh, that they were Ro'ei Tzom. They were shepherds. So we think that was like the only job that was around in those days. That's not true. They were Ro'ei Tzom. The Rambam writes, Rabbi Avram, that they were seeking his baydeidus. And there was no other profession, there was no other type of job that would give that opportunity to be misbaydeid in the desert in places out of the yeshuv. Like being a shepherd. Even the ones you were taking care of, you didn't have to handle with. You didn't have to email them all day and tweet and text and stuff. They were famous. Could be you're doing it. But they sought that melacha. The Ksav HaKabbalah writes on Bereishis Paragdal Pasuk Beis, he writes the following. He's explaining why is it that we see that the Avos were seeking Davka to be Ro'ei Tzom, to be shepherds. You don't have this, I'm busy reading, I jotted it down a little while ago. And he writes that Ro'ei Tzom, shepherd, doesn't only mean a person who actually takes care of sheep in Tanakh. It's interesting. He says, Ro'ei Tzom, who shame Torah l'chol ish ha-mufrash midarchi ha-hamon. He says, Ro'ei Tzom is a title, shepherd, is a title for any such person who has times where he distances himself, he separates himself and goes alone. L'chol ish ha-mufrash midarchi ha-hamon u'mizboideid lolun b'mekoyim esarachoykim b'bnei Adam bal yatriduhu Hem yoin havle maase anshe teva. He goes to isolate himself, to be away from everybody, so that he shouldn't be distracted and bothered by the noise of the havolim of the narishkeit, of maase and the anshe teva, of what people are up to, all the narishkeit. Vahasode and the field, hu loy mokem menucha v'sheket. The field, going out someplace, is an opportunity for his bordus, for menucha, for sheket, for quiet. Ki shom yimsa es nafshay yoyse muchenes l'soirer u'l'hisroimim. Because there, this person, again, so now Ro'ei Tzom doesn't mean he actually works as a shepherd, it's a type of a person that's called Ro'ei Tzom. Because when he goes out to these places, he finds yimsa es nafshay. His soul is yoyse muchenes l'soirer u'l'hisroimim. Is able to have, to find his hisroimus, aliyah and hisroimus. The Ksav HaKabbalah talks about this more, there's more, but that's enough for now. L'maise, in the parasha, in Vayigash, Yosef tells his brothers, Paro is going to call you. He says to his brothers, Paro is going to ask you, what do you do? What do you guys do? Amartam, you should tell Paro, Yosef tells his brothers, Vadata. We are people who take care of animals from the time of our youth until now. Gam anachnu, gam avosenu. We do this, and that's what our fathers and grandfathers did. Lavur teshu beres goyshen. This is why Yosef says you're going to get your own separate place to live in. You'll have your own place in Goshen. Kisavas Mitzrayim kol ro'ei tzom. Because the Egyptians hate shepherds. It's a to'eva. The Mitzrayim hate ro'ei tzom. They despise ro'ei tzom. So Yosef gives him a heads up, and he tells the Shvatim, tell them, when he has to tell them the truth, that this is what we do in our family, and they won't want to be near you. Just like that bird, the other birds don't want, they won't want you to be with them, and you'll be able to have your own place in Goshen. And that's exactly what happens later on. Paro asks the Shvatim, what do you do? Vayomru al Paro, they said to Paro, Ro'ei tzon avadecha gam anachnu gam avaseinu. Ro'ei tzon anachnu gam avaseinu. We are shepherds, and so are our fathers and grandfathers. Well, that's what we do. We're shepherds. L'babach Rabbi Skusi, Yelena Teres Menachem. Explains that there's a difference between the Mahalach of the Shvatim and Yosef HaTzadik. Is this part of the Machlokes or not? That's not for now. But there's a difference. At least when we're talking about Yosef after he left home. When he was home, he was a shepherd like the rest of them. But that's not how he was to spend the rest of his life. So the Rebbe Sulsiano says that the way of Yosef HaTzadik was to be mizdabek b'Hashem in the mitzias of this world, surrounded by people. That's a Lubavitcher of art, right? Yeah. The Rebbe explains that the inyan of dir b'tachtayim is davke to be megala kveit shemaim, is to find Hashem is baruch at work in your place. Not going out necessarily to the desert to be mizboide, but dafka to be in the world. And he said that whether Yosef wanted this or didn't want it, that was the world that he was thrown into, was the world of Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe explains when it says Vayova Habaisa Lasas Malachtai, unlike his brothers who never went home to do work, their work was always away from home. And their work was always away. They did field work. They weren't home. But by Yosef HaTzadik, the Rebbe says, it says, Vayovai Habaisa La'asais Malachta. He went into a house to do his Malacha. La'afuke, the rest of his family, that are Ro'ei Tzon for generations. Really going back to Hevel. They were Ro'ei Tzon. And the Rebbe says that Yosef HaTzadik was not meant, his Avodah was not, his Avodah was in the fields and in the desert. He was Davke in the house, and eventually Moshe b'chol eres Mitzrayim. He became the ruler over Egypt. Not only was he not apart from Egypt, separated from Egypt, but he became the Moshe, the Shoilet of eres Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe explains that the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, the Avodah of Yosef HaTzadik, is that somehow there's a way for a Jew, even though he feels that he's surrounded by Egyptians, like us, surrounded by Egyptians, at work, having to be involved in day-to-day things of this world, mamish, over chol zois, lo lehit balbel, to still be able to be mizboideg. Like Rabbi Nachman spoke about, his boideg in the crowded room. Not davka, having to go away someplace. The inyan of What the Rebbe, of course, in that way of Chabad, is that the tachlis of iskashus is that there should be iskashus of the Yerba Tachtaitim in this world. In this world. And we see this later on by David Melech, by the way. David Melech is one of the Rebbes of all the Mizbaitedim. David Melech is a Rebbe of Mizbaitedim. All of our davening, so on, is David Melech. And David Melech, puts many of the Kabbalah Tehillim were said when he was walking the Midbar Yehuda, he was a Mizbaitedim. But he was Melech Yisrael. And he was a busy person, and he was in the busiest place of Yerushalayim. And he himself said, "Mi yitein li eva kayona," right? If only I had the wings of a yonava. He says, "Davka yona." It's interesting. We're not going to talk about that now. He says, "Hine archik nedoid olin b'midbar selam." Oh, Dod Melch used to say, "If only I could have the wings of a bird and fly away and go into the desert to be by myself." That's what he said. Those are the words. Hine archik nedod olin b'midbar selah. Archik nedod. Nedod is a lashon of hisbardus. Archik nedod, to wander, to be alone. Archik nedod. If I could only go away. Because David HaMelech was be'etzem a person that was a shepherd. That's what he was. He was taken into the Malchus. He was brought into the Malchus to be Melech. But he was a shepherd, and he longed for that quiet of the desert, and he missed it very, very much. He grew up, and he was taken away from that world, and he was doing what he had to do. But he wanted to be able to have the wings of a bird, to be able to fly off. Mi yiten li eva kayona. To go back to that original way of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the way that he was raised, to live a life of his bidedus. But the tachlis the Rebbe explains there in that sicha, the tachlis is the Yerba Tachtaitim. So that means that every one of us, none of us have an excuse. Just the fact that we don't necessarily going to go today or tomorrow out someplace into the forest, or to have to davka find some isolated, you know, campground someplace. You can't do his hisbardus when it's less than 45 degrees or something. The tachlis is not that a person necessarily has to go away and be like that bird that flies around by itself in the desert. The tachlis is to be able to be be'etzem, a roe tzon. That's what Ksav Kabbalah is saying, is that it doesn't have to mean that it's your profession. It means you could be an attorney, you could be a doctor, you could be an accountant, you could be a rabbi. Whatever it is, whatever that job is, you could still be a roe tzon. It's a way of thinking, it's a way of living. And it's that way of thinking, it's that way of living that, with Hashem's help, we're going to learn about and to try to adapt. I don't want any of you to think, oh, now we're having a shiur for people who are going to be able to practice this by taking, you know, a trip every week going someplace out, because that's what you heard about, and it's Israel, and there are so many associations with this Bidadus that have to do with, you know, like people howling in the night, stuff like that. The avoid is to become a roe tzon, become shepherds again, regardless of what we do for a living, but become shepherds. And that's what the Ksav Kabbalah is saying, is that a person who be'etzim, is a mizbaydei, is able to enter into that world on a moment's notice. Sometimes it takes a little bit more than a moment, but a few minutes' notice. He's able to be in his house, in shul, under the talis. He's able to return to that nest and to be able to have a life that's in a million ways different than pre-Hisbodidus life. Anybody who is Isaac and his brothers knows that life before his brothers and life of his brothers are two different lives. Which doesn't mean that you have to leave your wife and kids. Chas v'shalom. Adrabah, it creates a greater closeness to your loved ones. It doesn't mean that you have to be isolated and apart and to run away someplace. It does not mean that at all. And people who think that that's what it that it requires, that they just simply haven't learned the sugya to the end. Look at the story that you have in front of you. The two sides of the page where it says Ma'ase b'chasid echad. This is again from the sefer that I, this kuntras that I quoted from by the Chanukah for Brengen, from Rav Moshe Freund, Zecher Tzadok Kodesh Levracha, from the 68 Ma'aseyos. So a few people were asking about where they could get that. I don't know. I know that some of you made a copy of it. I don't remember who did. And if it's possible to put it onto a, because I remember I lent it to a couple of guys made copies. But if there's a way to get, yeah, that, you hear me? Is there a way to put it onto, somebody said onto PDF? I don't know how to do, I don't know how to do that. But mine has a lot of writings and stuff in it, so it needs to be clean. So if someone could do that, there are people that would like to have, a lot of people are asking about the 68 Ma'aseyos. So let's read this Ma'aseh together. Ma'aseh b'chasid echad sh'omoloi sh'yitzak la'Hashem v'yeshua kreivu. So Ma'aseh b'chasid, who was told, he obviously needed, like all of us need in some way, he needed a Yeshua. And he was told, Sheyitzak la'Hashem l'Yeshua Kreiv, to scream out to Hashem. You need a Yeshua? Scream out to Hashem. V'amar, and he said, Eich etzak lifnei kol b'nei ha'ir. How could I start screaming? I mean, literally, he was told to scream for Yeshua. He says, how could I start to scream over here in front of all the people from my town? Harry Eitzelim Ma'atachutz of Etzel. Let me go out of the town and I'll scream. V'yotzamichutz li'ir v'rotza litzayk. And he went out of the city and he wanted to scream. V'rosham echad chayresh esadeyu. Ah, but he saw a guy was plowing. V'amar, he said, Eich Etzak lefanim. This is embarrassing. How am I going to scream in front of this guy? This farmer. V'halach oy kirves derech michutz liyishuv. He went further away from town. V'yishuv esatzmai she'achshav yitzak, and he decided, okay, now I can scream. V'acher choshav, but then he thought, im etzak yigiu habrius. If I scream, people are going to hear me. The voice carries over here. People are going to wonder, like, what's going on? What happened to you? What happened? You see, he had an eitz, he's going to go out at night. And he'll scream at night. He went out at night and he wanted to scream. And he thought, maybe there are people here that I can't see. That I can't see. Maybe there are people here that I can't see. It's dark. You know. Vivhalu. And they're going to be frightened. It's dark, it's at night, and people are going to get frightened. They're going to hear screaming. They'll be frightened. Vivhalachkar. And they're going to run an investigation. They're going to try to come after. They're going to try to find out what's going on. Who's screaming? What's that noise? Ve'eich etzak. So how could I scream? So maybe if I go after midnight, I'll scream. So he comes after midnight, comes very late, and he hears the animals are making all kinds of noises. The crying, the screaming. He was afraid to scream. That maybe the animals are going to come after him or something. He's afraid to scream. Nope. Didn't work out. He goes home. V'nisa oidpam v'oidpam. And again, he wanted to start this inning of screaming. He wanted to start. V'haya doiches atzmai melitzayk ad sh'orvu yomem v'shanim. And he held himself back and he didn't scream, but he still needed Yeshua. He had all kinds of problems. But because of these technical difficulties, the days went by and the years went by. And he saw that the Yeshua was far away. Yeshua was rechaykim imenu. V'holach oidpam. He went again. But now, v'holach oidpam, it doesn't say that he went out of the city. As far as we know, he's home now. Because it says that he came back to his place. Now, he decided not to go look for the perfect place and the right time, which is what he was doing until now. To go to find the perfect place that's far away and the perfect time. Because he saw that that doesn't work. You and I know that that doesn't work. The perfect place and the perfect time is just never going to be. V'amar, so it sounds like he's still home. And he said, Etzach al kolpan, nunu. Enough of this business. Etzach al kolpan. I'm just going to start screaming. I can't take it anymore. I don't care. Whatever. Etzach al kolpan. Ve'chel litzayik. And he started screaming. Ve'yoholech haloich vitzayik. And he went on screaming and screaming. Ve'somach simcha gedayla. And he was filled with tremendous joy. Ve'tekef ha'isala Yeshua. And immediately he had a Yeshua. That's just, let's give all the gemais. There's a lot here to talk about much more. There's another mais that is about this. I don't want to talk so much of the mais. But let's give all the gemais. Ve'hechel litzayik in his house. That's what it sounds like. He didn't go anywhere. Where he was. But he had to close the saga kol ha-machshavos. He shut off all of those other machshavos. Those machshavos that they were telling him, no, you know, you can't do this. This is not for you. It's not the right time. All of those machshavas, he closed. All other machshavas, he closed. All of the fears, all of the inhibitions, all of the maniyas, he shut down. Saga kol machshavas. Etzak al kol pan. Etzak al kol pan. I would love to be able to say, I can't. But I could talk about wanting to say, I would love to be able to say that that should be a condition to coming to this, being part of this chabura, that our determination is etzak al kolpanim, etzak al kolpanim. We can't name the chabura is etzak al kolpanim chabura, but etzak al kolpanim, come what may, etzak al kolpanim, I want to scream, etzak al kolpanim. And from the time that he began to scream, and he didn't do it once, meaning he went on through his life, continuing to scream. It's a different life, filled with simchas and filled with yeshuvas. So that's the I think they call it a mission statement, right? That's what the guys always tell me, Rebbe, what's your mission statement? They ask me, what's my mission statement? I say, I don't know what you're talking about. But at this point, I already understand that it means, what's the goal, right? What's the mission statement? The mission statement is to be able to come to such a hergish, a feeling, and a clarity that of etzak al kol panim. Etzak al kol panim. And it doesn't have to be in the desert. Doesn't have to be away from friends and family. Doesn't have to be at all in such a way. But it has to be etzak al kol panim. And that's the tachlis of what we're going to be learning and trying to put into practice over time. The limud itself, as I said, we're going to begin in the sefer in a few weeks, but for now, if you turn that page over, the sefer was originally called Shni Tolas. Shni Tolas is what volume of, then later on changed into one of the volumes of Bilvavi, volume 5, Chelek Hay, yeah. It originally came out called Shni Tolas, and that was the very beginning when Bilvavi, it was before Bilvavi, it was right after Bilvavi, came out. Elul Tavshin Samachay is when I got it. So now it's already Bilvavi Chelekei, which is probably available. So I decided that since we've been learning Bilvavi for these past years, that it would be a wonderful thing to transition from Bilvavi to Eshbech Lefanav Sichi, which we're going to be learning, the Inyan of Zabaydus, by way of two of the, or not all, but parts of two of the prakim from Shni Talas, from Bilvavi, Mishkan Evna, Chelek Hei. Many of you might have that at home, so just take a look. I don't know if there was any editing. I never compared exactly if there were any words that were changed or taken away. I don't know. This is the old one. The Perek on Ahavas Hashem, Loi Toiv Hayos Adam Levadam. You have that in front of you? Okay. And I believe it was sent out, so it should be there. Everybody's able to see that. Omru B'Gemar, the Gemara is in Bava Basra. Omer Rava, Hainu Dami, Inshi, Aichavri Kechavi Iyav, Omisusa. This is formulated in different places in Torah Shabbat Peh. Chavrusa Misusa. If I don't have friends, then my life is not worth living. Either I have friends like the friends of Iyav, but a person needs to have companionship, friendship, because without friends, it's Misusa, I might as well not be alive. V'sibas hadvarim, Schwartz explains, V'sibas hadvarim, Hein b'bnei hatzarech hanafshi shel ha'adam shlo yiyeh b'aydei. It's the natural need of a person not to be by himself, not to be entirely alone. A person needs to have companionship. Hatzarech hanafshi shel ha'adam shlo yiyeh b'aydei. Hatzarech l'shatif es chayev imreyev. He needs to, his life, he needs to talk about and to share his life with other people. Although Kalapach is other mecher, at least have one good friend. Zui Tzuris HaYetzira, this is from the beginning of creation, where it says by Adam, Loi Toiv Hayos Adam Levado. It's not good for man to be by himself. Loi Toiv Hayos Adam Levado. Of course, there are times, as we've been learning, but in the Vayivasi Yaakov Levado, but loy tayv heyos on levado, that man should live his entire life in such a way of levado, it's not a life. Ha'odam muchach letzeves sheyishaymai, a person needs a group of people, yishatfu b'havayis chayav, to take a part in his life. Okay, so that's a very practical need that there were non-Jewish philosophers who said a long time ago that a person by nature is a social, political being, and people need friends, they need companions. However, that's not the only purpose, the only need for a chaver, for a friend. Ikra tzarech, humatzav shel ish es re'eu yazaru, ulachiv yomar chazak. The Navi says, because one person can't do things by himself, he needs somebody else to help him. And he needs another person to give him chizuk. Bnei Sosa says, in Agudah Kala, there's the ikur inyan before Mashiach comes. And one of the main things that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh sought to establish with chassidus, that there should be chaburas of Jews that are brothers, brotherhoods. Jews that were together and everything. Ish esreo yazeru ulachiv yomar chazak. Odom koshaloi lehismoide imkol nisyonis achayim levad. It's very hard for a person to contend with all of life's tests and challenges by himself. Achayim mileyim b'nisyonis v'koshim. Life is filled with nisyonis, with all kinds of nisyonis, all kinds of difficulties. Hein koshim begashmius, there are difficulties in his physical life, with work and with so on in life. Hein koshim ruchnius, and there are difficulties in ruchnius. Ben nitzrach l'odam karches merubim ha'oid, lamud b'chol ha'nisyonis v'ha'koshim. And a person needs tremendous karches, to be able to stand, to be able to survive, and to succeed. With all these nesiyanis, all these kashim, these difficulties. Ulevad koshalay la'adam lasays zayis al ksefar. And a person by himself, it's very, very hard to carry all of life's challenges on his shoulders. Rakashayesh lay la'adam shutav. Only when a person has a shutav, a partner, shama'aydeid, a friend, a partner, shama'aydeid is ruchai, that encourages him. Ma'aydeid is ruchai, that gives him encouragement. Umachazkai, and gives him chizik. Labal yispoil mikol ta'apucha sachayim, that he shouldn't be nispoiled, he shouldn't be overwhelmed by all of the ta'apucha sachayim, all of the convulsions of life, you know, by all the transitions, changes, all of the tapucha sachayim. Rak oz yochel lahafzik maimed. Only when he has chaveirim, is he able to manage. Kol shemoyed l'odem lamed b'zeh lulei chaver amiti. It's very hard for a person to manage without a true friend. Yeah?
Why isn't the first person in line, if it's a good marriage, the wife? I mean, I'm not talking between us and whatever, but why not?
The ikkar of that relationship of husband and wife is that they're friends, that they're reyim ahuva, they're beloved friends. Why isn't it enough? It's because that type of a relationship between Zoch and the Keva, as fulfilling as it ideally is, cannot entirely solve the problem of the practical physical needs that one has. When was the last time you asked Amy to help you to like put up a building or something? Or even the spiritual and emotional needs cannot be entirely covered by that relationship, and there's much more laharich opinion zu, because it is an important question. It's obviously on everyone's mind. It is a very important question. But that's basically it. There's something that's not completely satisfied and taken care of as a result of that inyan of Zarcha Nekeva. Why is that? How is that? That will take us away. Yesh b'zeh kashya gadol. However, the Mechaber says that there's a big problem with this. Okay, we understand. And it makes sense and it's natural to say that. But yesh b'zeh kashya gadol. Ki mo'ed kashya limsei chavra amiti. It's hard to find a true friend. Kashya mo'ed limsei Chaver amiti. Chaver shiyatim lehelech ruchai. A chaver that is matim, that fits, that stims with your mahalach, the mahalach of your ruach in life. Ubiyoyser chaver neman. And it's even harder to find a friend who is completely faithful. Shabemis neman l'odim b'chol shlavei achayim. That's loyal to you and faithful to you through all the different stages of life. Ulam, however, im ein zayis la'adam, amr chazal, oi misusa, chasrusham. In the absence of this, chazal by telling us, oi misusa, don't feel like living. It's like better not to be alive. Im kein, ma takanasr shaladam zeh. So it's so hard to find a real friend, a loyal friend. So ma takanasr shaladam zeh, so what's the hope that this person has? Yichyes kol chai v'tzura shal misusa, to live one's entire life feeling like you're dying. Again, even with the marriage, marriage has its own complications and challenges and so on and so forth. Again, I don't want to go into that sugya, but even with that, ef shalichyes kach, a person can't live like this. People suffer terribly from being disappointed with their friends. But they shouldn't worry because their friends are also disappointed in them. But they live. But this is the way life is. There are tremendous, tremendous disappointments. There's a friend, during one tkufa, but you know, a fine feathered friend. But not during a different tkufa. When I was this type, then you were my friend. When I wasn't this type, v'chulu v'chulu. The ne'manus and the dveikus is not poshut, it's not easy. And without at least one person in someone's life, where you can be mamish who you are, completely, without any fear of being judged a certain way, or any fear of losing that person, that's not so poshut. It's not so poshut. So how does a person live? Reishis kvar kasavnu, she espadal al kach rabbis v'leyisyayish. So first of all, of course, a person should daven to have a good friend. And not to be misyayish. Afilu ein nir leishit tefilas neskabla. Even if it seems like in the beginning that the tefillah is not working. Ki bevadai neskabla. Hashem's listening. Ruvbois hayomim vadai she'ir ezayis b'muchash. And over time, you'll certainly see this happen, that you'll have that friend. You'll find that friend. Ulam kach zman shadayin leinir ezayis b'muchash mayas. However, until that happens, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to survive? How are you supposed to manage? So let's just start Gimel. Hatshuv l'kach, who side God l'mish l'yadai? The answer to this question is a big secret to the person, for the person who doesn't know it. It's a big secret. But it's very, very pushed to the person who knows it. Hasayid ha-gadol hu, here it is. This is the big secret. And if we would say this secret over now, to the entire from world, many people would be shocked, many people would laugh. The ones who know it would just nod their heads, of course. It's pashut. But that would be a small, very small chav. Hasayid ha-gadol hu shakash baruch hu hatsavto ha-amiti v'yoyser shiyochel yoyser lanu. The secret is that Hashem is the best friend that a person could have in his life. Ein zois emeres shloitzarach klal reim yedidim. That doesn't mean that one should not have other friends. Ulam ha-yedid ha-amiti, the truest friend. Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yedid nefesh, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reacha v'reya avicha al tazayv. Rashi says over there on that pasuk that reya avicha, your friend and your father's friend, who's that referring to? Your friend and your father's friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem's Baruch. He's your friend just like he was your father's friend. And your grandfather, and your elder Zaydi, all the way back. That friend is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we'll begin with in Mitzvah Hashem next week is the question of Lam is Esai God. Why is it that this is such a secret? What this sentence that we just said now is it true? Go share this with your children and they'll say, what are you talking about? Talk to people who are Shomer Mitzvahs their entire lives. And they never heard of this, and if they did, they'll ask you, or they might ask you, what's the Ma'ar Makim? Something like that. Who said such a thing? How do you know that? How do you prove it? How come my Rebbe never said that? All the other things that are typically said. Why is this such a big site? Why is this just a big secret? Why is it a secret? But it is a secret. It's a big secret. And we're going to be talking about, not spending a lot of time, why is it a secret? The reasons for that are fairly obvious. But how to come to understand that Hashem never intended this to be a secret. He never intended that this should be a secret, that there are only a few people that have heard of this thing. It's not a secret. It's something that we all should not only know, but we should live with every moment of our life.